Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It just made popped up.
Hey, let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about doctored stories. It's a word we made up, but it's an awkward encounter with a doctor. I had this conversation with, we all met a dear friend of show recently, and she's now a nurse. And she was asking me questions about the time I passed out on the air.
Oh,
she was like, did you ever get to the bottom of that? And they never really did figure out what was wrong with me because they couldn't figure it. It wasn't like I was dehydrated that day. They did EKGs. They've done carotid IMTs. Like they're trying to figure out what's wrong with me. They've never really figured it out, but they've put me under the envelope of what's called vasovagal. You know what that means?
Yeah.
You're like a fainting goat. Like I'm at any given point, if I start thinking about passing out, then if I go like, oh God, don't pass. As soon as I say the words, don't pass out, I'm going to pass out.
Okay. Well,
you know what I'm saying? If I'm already feeling some of the other things, you're like, yes, it's like what I would imagine anxiety feels like. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't be anxious about this. And then you're like, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Yeah.
So I was explaining the vasovagal thing. She's like, I know. She's like, has it ever happened again? And I was like, yes. I was having a routine physical and it was time for the turn your head and cough moment.
Oh.
Is that when they're
up your butt?
No.
Okay.
You don't have to cough for that one.
Okay.
Prefer you don't.
That's when you drop your trousers,
mm-hmm.
they kneel in front of you and they grab the boys and they're just trying to see if anything's twisted in there, if any of your stuff is twisted. And he's hurting me a little bit.
Oh.
It's like he's hack.
Yeah, it can get.
It's not comfortable.
No.
Listen, by no means are we men saying that we have it bad, because that barely ever happens. You guys have to go stirrup up.
Right.
Like
something
and then
goes
they
in you, then they
you.
Stick something else, and then they go, yeah. And
yes.
then take it out.
That I think half of our doctored calls are going to be women going, yeah, because they're like, so, read any good books lately? And you're like, hey, your hand, you're Jim Henson right now.
Right.
You're like, I know, like, right. stop.
Ask me about wedding plans. I'm like,
right? Not right now. No,
yeah.
Not right now. Anyway, he's wrenching on the boys.
Oh.
And I start getting a little like hot. I'm like, oh God, this feels weird. Yeah. Oh God, not that kind.
Sorry.
And I'm like, I said the magic words inside my head. Don't pass out.
Oh, no.
No, you went down with a man holding your parts?
Yeah, and I woke up like, dude, his face is in my parts. And he's like, duck, and it's too late. And I wake up and like, he's on the ground. I'm
on him. Bent over him?
I'm not bent over him. I'm laying on top of him. Except where we line up is, I'm squishing the boys into his head. It's like... It was the most doctored moment you could possibly have. And 6 months later, I went back in for a checkup. He was no longer the doctor there.
Oh.
He moved on.
He said, that man's coming in? No, thank you.
He quit. I don't know where he went. No one would tell me. I'm like...
They didn't want you to follow him.
No, I don't know.
I bet he still works there, but he like hid behind
They scraped his name off the thing.
Oh my God.
I bet he lives a secluded life up in the mountains and no internet, no running water.
No, nothing. Like,
Something happened.
He's off the grid, man. I'm done with
that.
Because I landed... That can't be the first time a guy landed on his face.
I doubt it.
I think, you know what we've never done when we do doctor work? We normally don't take calls from doctors.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's mostly people going, my doctor said this or like whatever. It's
probably a HIPAA, but we'll disguise your name and your voice.
100%.
Yeah.
All right. So we just want to hear awkward encounters with doctors. We call them doctor word. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
There was a time where I was getting a routine check at the gyno, and I don't mind. I have doctor's appointments all the time. I'm used to it. Not really freaked out by anything. But I get there.
Do you have a boy or a girl?
I have a dude.
Okay.
I could never.
And my favorite, Dr. Johnson. Hilarious.
That's not really his
it
name.
It is. Yes. Love him.
And he went into this field.
He should have gone into men's.
I know. Maybe he was slackers and swapped.
Yeah.
But I get there and my mom was a lawyer and one of her old clients works there. So she's like, oh, hey, Aaron, how's work? How's slacker? Just chit chatting, whatever. They take me into my my little room, whatever. The doctor's like, hey, how's radio? How's slacker? Puts everything in. So slacker this. And I'm just like, for the love of God, stop talking to me about my coworkers. And then slacker texts me and I see it on my watch. And I'm just like, I can't get rid of him. He's in my mind and my legs are open.
I would hate that.
It sucks.
Have you had relations since then?
I have.
Oh, how was that? Because I mean, I would not be able to get me out of the head. It's just like, anytime my legs go up, you're like, slacker.
Okay, you're not helping the rumors. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else want to share with the class?
I don't know that I necessarily have one, but
the one
could be dentist too. Everyone forgets about them.
Oh, yeah. They're a doctor.
I had an awkward doctor just because. So we have a family doctor now, and then I've seen him, and then enough time had gone by since I had last seen him that I was no longer one of his patients. I got like phased out. And so
can dump you?
Kind of. Yeah. Cause they're like, you're not coming. We're not going to hold a spot for you. And so I had to reapply as a new patient, even though my family, my kids are going there all the time. And he's like, yeah, I'm not accepting new patients.
He wouldn't let you in.
You got denied.
I got denied. So I have to go to a different doctor now. Just a brand new one. Separate from my family. Every time we go, I can see him. They go off.
You want me to go put my junk on his face?
Oh, no.
Okay. I do have a dentist one.
Okay.
I'll go quick. I don't know what was happening. He was doing some sort of exam and I bit down so hard on his finger. He bled through his glove not into my mouth, but I bit down so hard. He took it out right away and was like, if you bleed into someone's mouth, you have to do like a whole thing in case you didn't know that.
Why'd you bite him?
I don't know. I was a kid.
That man later became Slacker's doctor.
What profession can I do? Oh my God, for real?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you've had a weird encounter with a doctor, we'd love to hear the story. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about the time things got sideways, weird, awkward at the doctor.
Yeah, doctored.
Kim?
Yai.
Yai. Doctored. What happened?
So this was a colleague of mine. We're both teachers. We were literally just talking about this. She's in for her gyno appointment recently, mm-hmm. up in the stirrups, The doctor walks in with an intern, and the intern is a former student. And
no.
The intern's like, Mrs. So-and-so, hi. And my friend was very uncomfortable, was thinking that the doctor right away would have thought this is not going to work. But
yes, now, get the person out of
intern,
there.
Continue doing the part of the exam that we don't love. And the girl is talking to her about, like, how's school? And, like, I loved this about your class as she's up there in her privates.
Thank God it was a girl.
Right, but it's so hard because it's like, yes. Also, the interns need to learn.
But not on your former teacher.
Probably not on your former teacher.
I don't want to see the hoo-ha of my former teacher.
I also would.
Exactly.
Yes, her.
We all had that one teacher, right?
Uh-huh.
What was her name?
That was a thing for the girls.
Mrs. Williams.
Mrs. Best for me.
Oh,
Best.
Best.
Great last name.
Yeah, you damn Skippy. Hey, thank you for sharing that tragedy, Kim.
Yeah.
Chris?
Yes.
Doctor.
Yeah.
What happened?
My husband's in the military, and I went into the emergency room because I had this lump in my belly. And I told the medic, this is what I had. I have a lump in my belly. So I don't know what he wrote, but they took me into a gynecology room, put me in the table. And, the doctor goes in and he's like looking at me very gingerly. And he's like, so where are these bumps you're speaking about? I said, no. It's a lump in my belly. Then he gets really close and he does his exam and he pulls down his mask and looks at me and he goes, you're 3 months pregnant.
Oh, that's a lump.
That would be the lump.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't know I was pregnant, so we had already discussed 5 months into the marriage, we can't get pregnant. So I was crying because I didn't want to be pregnant. My husband was crying because he's happy I'm pregnant, and that's the story.
And the doctor who told you was real nonchalant about it.
Yeah. But I just don't understand. I was very flummoxed. Why? What did the medic write that made the doctor so scared to come in and check me? I mean, he's like really gingerly. Where are these bumps? Where are these bumps you're speaking
it's
about?
A lump in my belly, not a bump in my...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Finish it.
No, I'm good.
Finish it.
I'm good.
Thank you, Chris. Krista.
Yes.
Doctor.
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Okay. So I met a guy on a dating app. We went out on a date and it wasn't really a great connection.
Oh, no.
So I sort of ghosted him,
and
then I went in for my annual exam my gynecologist about 2 weeks later, and it was him. And
he was the gynecologist?
Yes.
I knew I'd get there eventually.
Oh, my gosh.
Bad date, good date.
He's like, so are you breaking up with me, or did you...
Oh my gosh,
really,
and you had ghosted him. I don't want anyone I ghosted with a little claw up there.
I know. But what was it going to do? I was already there.
Did he make
it? I would not.
No, you have to. You're already there.
Yeah, I would go. Get a new doctor.
No.
This is weird.
The nurse takes you back and gets you all ready, and then he comes in.
How did you not know? Was this a new doctor? How did you not know?
Oh my God.
Are we sure he had a medical license?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Krista, my soul hurts.
No, I could never recover.
Because you're
from
just
that.
Staring, but you're already in the stirrups. You can't get out. What are you you're in the stirrups.
Yeah, and you don't have pants on, so.
So you're just like, well, here's
and
everything
like,
you missed
well,
out
now
on.
Check me out. You still want to go out with me.
Okay.
Made the most of it.
Thank you, Krista. She's exactly the kind of crazy you want.
Yeah.
This is VD'd one?
VD, you play okay. Voices, Kaiser.
Denise?
Yai.
Doctored, what happened?
Oh, my goodness. This was years ago, and I went to my OBGYN to get a routine pap smear to a doctor I've been to a number of times. And when he was giving me my examination, he put the fingers that he needed to in the place where he needed to, but then he used a sound to do a little extra something on top.
Oh,
no,
Denise,
he did not.
He did too, and I just went, huh. And I didn't know what to say because I was pretty young, and I went home and I spoke with my husband, who was also a doctor. I said, is this normal to be touched that way? And he's like, oh my God, it's like, absolutely not. But at that time, I wasn't in a position to do anything about it, so I just let it slide, but it was just horrifying.
Oh, my gosh. You should have gotten that man's medical license removed.
I know. I know. And I, in retrospect, I could have, but I just was, I was in shock, and I didn't know what to do.
There's no time like the present. You could still do it.
I bet there's, like, statutes.
Exactly. Well, I don't know. You never know. Because like what if there's others?
This is why I go to female.
They don't have thumbs.
Well,
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.